Okay, so welcome back, everybody. We're going to continue our discussion of the halachos in the Leil HaSeder. And last week we discussed the halachos of Arba Kosos. Tonight we're going to discuss the halachos of a pivotal mitzvah, one of the mitzvahs, the oraisa, biblical commandments that we fulfill on the Seder night. And that is the mitzvah of achilas matzah, the mitzvah to eat matzah on the night of the 15th of Nisan. So the beginning, the hakdama, the introduction to this mitzvah, is really based on one of the last gemaras in Maseches Psachim, Psachim Daf Kuf Chaf Amar Aleph, which quotes a machlokas between the Amoraim, whether the mitzvah of matzah nowadays is a biblical mitzvah, a mitzvah de oraisa, or a mitzvah de rabbana. The nekudas hamachlokas between the Amoraim, what they're arguing about, is really the source for the mitzvah of matzah. There's one manda amr that says the mitzvah of matzah comes from the pasuk of al matzos umrorim yochluhu, or tzli eshu matzos al merorim yochluhu. The context of that pasuk is the Korban Pesach, where the Torah tells us that as part of having the meat of the Korban Pesach on the night of the 15th of Nisan, we're supposed to accompany the consumption of that meat together with matzah and maror. Al matzos umrorim yochluhu. You have the Korban Pesach with matzah and maror. So, very naturally, that Manda Amar concludes that nowadays that we don't have the Korban Pesach, so there is no longer a biblical mitzvah of eating matzah, but rather there would only be a rabbinic mitzvah to eat matzah bizman hazeh. However, we don't paskin like that opinion. Rather, we paskin like the other opinion that the mitzvah of matzah remains a biblical mitzvah even nowadays bizman hazeh, and that's because we have a separate pasuk, an independent source that tells us that we have to have matzah even without the Korban Pesach. And that's the pasuk of Ba'erev Tochlu Matzos. On the night, meaning the night of the 15th, you are to eat matzah. That is the source for the obligation to eat matzah even bizman hazeh, even without the Korban Pesach. Also from that pasuk we derive that there is only a biblical obligation to eat matzah on the night of the 15th. For the rest of what we call Chag HaMatzos, for the rest of Pesach, there's no biblical mitzvah to eat matzah. There's only a mitzvah to eat matzah on the night of the 15th. Okay, so now that we've established that mitzvah, we need to really delve into the details of this mitzvah. After all, some of the Achronim point out this is the only mitzvah of one of the only mitzvos of achila, of eating, that we have nowadays. This is meaning a biblical mitzvah as such. So it's incumbent upon us to really delve into the details of the halacha of how we're going to fulfill this mitzvah, kedasu kedin, according to the strict standards that are required of us. And hopefully from those details, we'll also be able to glean a little bit into the nature of the mitzvah of matzah and what we're really trying to achieve and accomplish by eating the matzah on the night of the 15th. So let's begin with the question that everybody really thinks probably the most about, which is how much matzah do you have to eat at the Seder in order to fulfill your mitzvah? Now, people have probably come to the Seder and everybody starts to take out, like, you know, their rulers and their pictures, and it becomes like a math class trying to figure out how much you have to eat at the Seder. So instead of having to do all of that, why don't we just get into the sources? Let's try to figure out how much you actually have to eat. And that way we don't have to look like we're mathematicians, but rather we can enjoy the mitzvah and do it naturally and smoothly. So we might think that this discussion should be, you know, in and out. We can have, you know, it's a 10-second discussion because the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Kuf Ches Amar Aleph, Kuf Chaf Amar Aleph, very clearly establishes that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah on the Seder night, you have to eat one kizayis. One kizayis, an olive size of a matzah. So, okay, maybe we should just stop the shiur right here. However, there are a number of ambiguities with respect to that halacha. So first, we're going to discuss all of these. We're going to have to figure out how much is a kizayis. We're going to have to determine how much a kizayis is nowadays. And then we're going to get to that in a second. But before that, there's also another ambiguity. Because on the night of the Seder, we don't only have one matzah that we use when we recite the brachos of Hamotzi and Al Achilas Matzah. We know from our experiences of the Seder that we have three different matzos that we use at the Seder. So from which of the matzos do you have to have a kezias? That's another question that we're going to have to deal with. Okay, so let's give a little bit of the background here. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Taf Ayin Hey, and that's what you have on your source sheet, quotes the Rosh. And the Rosh says that you have to have, in total, two kizesim of matzah. Two kizesim. Where did this come from? Didn't the Gemara say all you have to have is a kizayis? Where did two kizesim come from? So let's explain this. So we said before that you have three matzahs in front of you on the Seder night. Why do you have three matzahs? Where did that come from? So what the Rishonim explain is that you need to have two whole matzahs in order to fulfill the requirement of Lecha Mishneh. We know that on every Yontif, every Shabbos and every Yontif, there's a requirement of Lecha Mishneh, to have doubling of bread. And those breads have to be whole breads. Just like on Shabbos, you have a whole challah, or on Sukkot, you have a whole challah, two whole challahs. So too, on Pesach, you have to have two whole matzahs. Okay, so that gets us to two matzahs. Where did the third come into play? So the third came into play from another requirement called the mitzvah of Lechem Oni. We know that the Torah makes reference to the requirement of Lechem Oni. I'm sorry, the pasuk is slipping me at the moment. So you have to have Lechem Oni on the Seder night. What is Lechem Oni? So the Gemara explains, Madarko shel ani beprusa afkan beprusa. Lechem Oni, a poor man's bread, is a partial bread, like a half bread. So we know that we take the middle matzah, we split it, that's yachatz, and we keep the smaller half to fulfill this requirement of Lechem Oni. So by the time you get to Motzi Matzah, what the head of the table is holding in his hands is really like two and a half matzahs. One whole matzah, then you have a partial matzah in the middle, and then another whole matzah. The two whole matzahs are for Lechem Mishneh, and the middle partial matzah is for Lechem Oni. So now when you make Motzi Matzah, which is Hamotzi, so you're making the bracha on the bread for the meal. So at that point, the Baal HaBayis is going to hold all three of those matzahs in his hand, because he needs to have the two whole matzahs for Hamotzi. So he's going to say Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz on all three of those. Then he's going to drop the bottom matzah, and on the top whole matzah and the partial matzah, he's going to recite the bracha of Al Achilas Matzah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. And the Rosh says that you need to have a kezias from each of those, both from the whole matzah and also from the partial matzah. So in total, you would actually have to have two kezesim. Wow, it's a chiddush, because the Gemara said we only need a kezias. So why is it that you have to have a kezias both from the whole matzah and also from the partial matzah? So now let's turn to the Mishnah Berurah. This might not explain the Rosh, but it certainly will explain the Shulchan Aruch, who paskins this ruling that one needs to have a kezias both of the whole matzah and also the partial matzah. Why is that the case? So the Mishnah Berurah, based on one of the early Acharonim, based on the Pri Chadash, explains as follows. It's because we don't know, we have a suffix, we have a doubt, as to which one of those two matzos we're using for the mitzvah of matzah. Are we using the partial matzah, the prusa, the lechem oni, or are we using the whole matzah, what we call the shlema? So some Rishonim, in fact, most Rishonim say that really the matzah that you're using for the mitzvah of matzah is the partial matzah. Why? So it's very obvious, because the Torah said that you have to have lechem oni. So lechem oni means the partial matzah. You use the partial matzah for the mitzvah of matzah. Shalom al Yisrael. That's all. So why is there even a safik? Come some of the other Rishonim, some of the more obscure Rishonim, like the Ra'avan, who was Rabbi Eliezer ben Nasan. He lived in Germany, in Mainz, in the 12th century. He's one of the Balei HaTosfos, one of the contemporaries of Rabbi Nutam. So the Ra'avan, and also others, the Ravya, they both say that the matzah that you're going to use for the mitzvah of matzah is the whole matzah, not the partial matzah. You're going to use the whole matzah. Why? So they explain as follows. They say, what's the partial matzah used for? It's not used, it's not, when the Torah said lechem oni, it didn't mean that the matzah that you use for the mitzvah has to be a partial matzah. No. What it meant was the matzah that you use for your meal has to be a partial matzah. So let's clarify that debate a little bit. What we have here is a machlokas between the Rishonim as to how to characterize the requirement of lechem oni, of having poor man's bread on the night of the Seder. According to most Rishonim, that characterizes the type of matzah that you have to use for your mitzvah. Says the Torah, instead of using a whole matzah for the mitzvah of matzah, use a partial matzah, lechem oni. That's what most Rishonim say. Others say that no, what the Torah had in mind was that you should act like a poor man on the night of the Seder. The rest of the year, poor men don't have enough money to have a complete whole loaf of bread during their meal. They have to split it so that they save some for another meal. So they're using the partial bread for their meal. So too, on the night of the Seder, we're supposed to act like poor people and use partial bread for our meal. So the matzah that we're saying hamotzi on, which is the bracha for our meal, is the partial matzah. Whereas the whole matzah, the complete one, is the one that's used for the mitzvah of matzah. So at the end of the day, what comes out, and this is the key point, what comes out is that we have a suffix, we have a doubt, as to which of the matzos is used for the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Is it the partial matzah, which is probably the opinion of most Rishonim, or is it the whole matzah? Therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, and explains the Mishnah Brura, that we are to have a kezayis of each of those matzahs. The Torah told us that we had to have a kezayis for our mitzvah. We don't know which matzah to use for our mitzvah. Therefore, we have a kezayis of each of those matzos. So that would mean that we would have to have two kezayisim of matzah in order to fulfill our mitzvah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah clarifies, we should note, that b'di'eved, if one is only able to stomach one kezayis of matzah, he or she is certainly yotze his mitzvah. So lechatchila, we should try to have two kezayisim. B'di'eved, if you only had one kezayis, you're good to go. Clear so far? Okay. So now we have another big question, which we made reference to at the beginning. How much is a kezayis? That's the million-dollar question, because that's going to determine how much of the matzah you actually have to eat. So we're not going to do the whole sugya of how you measure a kezayis. So that would get very, very technical and would probably take up the rest of our time. So we're gonna cut to the chase. There are many opinions as to how you measure a kezayis. I'm going to share with you what one of our Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Willig, wrote in an article, more than 10 years ago. He wrote an article in English about how to measure a kezayis for the purpose of eating matzah on Pesach. And I'll share with you just kind of the cliff notes, okay? Just the conclusions that he reaches. So there are two possible measurements of how much a kezayis is. It could range from 22.5 cubic centimeters to double that to 45 cubic centimeters. So if Willie Paskins that really, really, really 22.5 is a kezayis. And for all mitzvos derabanan, for rabbinic obligations, we will suffice with that lower, lesser shiur. But when we have biblical obligations, we have to be more stringent, because the Torah told us to do something. So we always have to err on the side of caution. We mentioned that last week, actually, when we discussed arbakosos, and we talked about how much wine or grape juice they have to have in your cup. So we distinguished between a biblical obligation, like Kiddush, and a rabbinic obligation, like the rest of the arbakosos. So too here. When it comes to a rabbinic obligation, we can suffice with the lesser shear of 22 and a half. When it comes to a biblical obligation, we're going to have to follow the more chamur, stringent shiur of 45. So I don't know about you, but I would have no idea how to measure 22 and a half cubic centimeters into actual how much like matzah to eat. I'm not good with those experiments. I never used to be, and I'm still not, and I probably never will be. So Lamaisa, I need someone to tell me how much that actually adds up. So what's amazing is that if you take a look at this article, and I'm happy to share it with you, in one of the footnotes, he has a table that tells you exactly how much this converts to into like a hand shmura matzah, like a hand matzah, the round matzahs that we all use at the Seder. So he tells you how much this translates to. So 22 and a half would range basically between 1/5 and 1/4 of a matzah. So that would mean you take a hand matzah and you try to measure whatever it is, you know, to the best of your ability, between 1/5 and 1/4 of the matzah. That would be a rabbinic kizayis. When it comes to a biblical kizayis, you'd have to have double that. So that would be between 2/5 and 1/2 of a matzah. So we said before that for the mitzvah d'oraisa, you want to have two kizayisim, which means that you're going to double the lower shear. So you're going to take the lesser shear, 22 and a half, you're going to double it. That gets you to 45, which means that that converts into half of a matzah, between 2/5 and 1/2 of a matzah. So according to Rav Willig, if one has between 2/5 and 1/2 of a hand-baked matzah, one is yotzei his or her mitzvah of achilas matzah on the night of Pesach. Now that's not including the matzah that you're going to have also for korich and for afikomen, but that's another discussion. We'll hold off on that for now. We'll discuss afikomen next week, Bez Hashem. For now, just in terms of the mitzvah of achilas matzah, you're looking for between 2/5 and 1/2. Again, if you're someone who like really can't stomach it, and you want to rely on the lesser shear of between 1/5 and 1/4, you're still yotzei your mitzvah, but lechatchila you should try to have between 2/5 and 1/2. Okay, all good? Try to keep the math to a minimum, but try to make it clear nonetheless. Okay, now things get a little bit more exciting. So far, we've discussed how much matzah we're going to have in order to fulfill the mitzvah. We discussed two kizesim, where two kizesim came from, the suffix about lechem oni, is it the whole matzah, is it the partial matzah, how do you measure a kizayis, what equals two kizesim, and we reached our conclusion of between 2/5 and 1/2. Now we get to another exciting question, which is, within how much time do you have to have that matzah in order to fulfill the mitzvah? So let me give you like an absurd scenario. If you were to have, let's say you were looking to have half a matzah, right? If you were to have 1/4 of the matzah, let's say right away after hamotzi and al achilas matzah, and then you waited an hour and you had the next 1/4 matzah, would you tell me that you had half a matzah? No, because there was a whole break of an hour in between. You can't join together those two, you know, instances of eating, because there's nothing that binds them. There, you can't consider them as part of one whole. So how much time do you have the kizayis within in order to consider it one kizayis? So here, the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yudalet, Amid Beis, and the Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Ayin Hei, Sev Vav, tells us that it has to be consumed within what's called a Kedei Achilas Pras. A Kedei Achilas Pras. Within having a half a loaf of bread. Now, how much is that? So the poskim say that the general view of how much that equals is 4 minutes. So the best thing to do would be to try to have half of a matzah between 2/5 and 1/2 of a matzah within 4 minutes. Again, like Rav Rimon points out in his Haggadah, you don't have to take out a stopwatch and be looking at the clock. You want to eat in a continued and non-interrupted fashion. If it takes you within 9 minutes, there are poskim that say that Kedei Achilas Pras is 9 minutes too, so it's all good to go. You don't have to drive yourself crazy. You just want to have the kezias of matzah without interruption. Okay, so if that were the case, everything would be very easy. However, there is another factor that gets thrown into the mix here, and this gets really exciting. So there is a Trumas Hadeshen. We've quoted the Trumas Hadeshen in the past. I think Ayelet asked, I don't know if Ayelet there tonight, but I think she asked me who the Trumas Hadeshen is. So we'll repeat that the Trumas Hadeshen, it's Rabbi Yisrael ben Psachya Isserlin, 15th century of Germany. He's the source for many of Ashkenazic practices in Halacha. So the Trumas Hadeshen says that there is a mitzvah min ha-muvchar. The best thing to do is to swallow one kezias at once, to have the whole thing at once. And the Rama cites this, and so does the Mishnah Brura. So what this would mean, for this, you wouldn't have to do the stringent shear of a kezias. You could rely on the lesser shear of a kezias, which would be like between 1/5 and 1/4 of a matzah. What that would mean, according to this Mishnah Brura, is that you would do your best to put 1/5 to 1/4 of a matzah and be able to chew that and swallow it all at once. That's what the Mishnah Brura says. Now, there are other Achronim who say that this is not necessary, and in fact, they weren't happy with it because they thought that it was like abnormal type of eating. Like, we don't usually eat that way. We take a normal bite, and like, you take your series of bites until you finish the whole matzah. So the Chazon Ish and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, they both were not into this approach of the Mishnah Brura based on the Trumas Hadeshen of swallowing one whole kezias or making sure that you do that, because it's going to lead to abnormal eating. And if the eating of the matzah turns out to be abnormal, that's even worse. Then, like, you haven't really been yotze your mitzvah, because in order to be yotze the mitzvah, you have to eat in the normal fashion. So they say that what you should do is, as we said before, eat the matzah in a normal fashion, speedily, with continuity, without interruption, but you don't have to put it all into your mouth and swallow it at once. So, lemaisa, you have to figure out what is normal for you. You know, if it's normal, if it could be normal for you to have, 1/5 to 1/4 of a matzah and swallow that all at once, then great, you can fulfill the position of the Mishnah Brura. If that's going to be very abnormal for you, and it's going to be very stressful and anxiety provoking to have to do all of that, then better to rely on the Chazon Ish of Shlomo Zalman Orbach to just have it, within 4 minutes, or at the very, very least within 9 minutes. So again, these shiurim, all of these time measurements, are the purpose of them is to dictate that the kezias was had in one fell swoop, meaning that it wasn't like you had one part, at time T0 and then another part 1 hour later. It has to be at least within a time measurement that can be considered one unit. And that's why you have all of these different shiurim as to whether it's like the most stringent shiur of swallowing it all at once, or a more regular shear of having it within 4 minutes. That's what we're trying to get at. That's why all of these come to the fore. Okay, so we've discussed how much matzah to eat and also within how much time. There's also another very interesting discussion that the poskim have about how the matzah should be distributed at the table. So I bet you if you were to take a poll, I won't do it right now, but I bet you if you were to take a poll, different families have different practices. Some families have it that only the balabayas, only the head of the Seder, has 3 matzahs, and he distributes the matzahs to everybody else sitting around the table. Now, if you're one of those families, so then there's not going to be enough matzah within just those. Right now we're talking about 2 matzahs because we're talking about the top whole matzah and then the partial matzah. There's not going to be enough matzah within those matzahs for everybody to have a kezias. If you're having a large seder, even if it's just your whole family, most likely there's not going to be enough matzah within those 2 to have a kezias. So what Reb Shlomo Zalman points out is that if that's the case, you're going to have to take other matzah, you know, from the box that's sitting in the kitchen. You bring other matzah into the room, and you're going to have to use other matzah in order to complete the shear of a kezias, which we said before was between between 2/5 and 1/2. Reb Shlomo Zalman and also Reb Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe Orech Chaim Chilek Hey Simon Tes Zion point out that a better practice, and Reb Moshe has an amazing lashon here. He says, I hope that my children follow this practice also. So that was amazing for me to read. I hope my children follow my practice. What's this practice? They say that the best thing is actually for everybody at the table, or at least like every two people at the table, to have three matzahs. Meaning it wouldn't just be the head of the Seder that has the three matzahs, but everybody at the table or every two people at the table would have three matzahs. And that way, when you make the brachos of hamotzi and al achilas matzah, so then those brachos are taking effect on the top whole matzah and also the partial matzah. And then you're going to have your kezias, or your two kezasin, the between 2/5 and 1/2, from those matzahs on which you made the bracha. Instead of taking extra matzah from the kitchen that wasn't at all shayach to the brachos that you made. So Reb Moshe and Reb Shlomo Zalman point out that really the best thing to do is for everybody or every two people at the table to have three matzahs, and that way everybody can eat the kezias without having to take extra matzah. Reb Moshe actually makes an interesting point. He says, the Torah told us to have lechem oni on the Seder night. Lechem oni is poor man's bread, meaning we don't have so much. So it actually goes against the grain, you know, it goes against the idea and spirit of lechem oni to go into the kitchen and keep grabbing more and more matzah and basically acting as if you have an endless amount of matzah. Really what you should have is everybody should have, you know, 2-3 matzahs at the table, and you have the lechem oni, the partial matzah, on top of that you have the whole matzah, and that way you're not like bringing extra matzah. That's what Moshe points out. So again, you know, if possible, if the family has enough matzah for that to be able to facilitate that, that's the best. If a family doesn't have, you know, doesn't have that much matzah, you know, matzah is very, very expensive these days. If a family doesn't have that much matzah and needs to really conserve, so you can do the first approach, which is for the balabais to have three matzahs, and then everybody else completes the shear from other matzahs that are, you know, in the box. Okay, one last halachic point before we get to some of the machshava to wrap up our night tonight. So as we've been mentioning, we're going to say two brachos before eating the matzah. The first one is hamotzi, which we always make before eating bread. And then the second one is going to be al achilas matzah. When we make that bracha of al achilas matzah, we should have in mind that bracha is taking effect not only on the matzah that we're using right then and there to fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah, but also on korech, on the sandwich that we're going to have in, you know, after we have the maror. We're going to have the matzah and then the maror, and then we're going to combine the two together. So according to, or at least that's a zecher in the mikdash. That's like a commemoration of how we used to do it, you know, during the times of the mikdash. But when it was during those times, when the mikdash stood, so that was actually the primary way of fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah, to have it all together. Al matzos umrorim yochlu, to have it all together. So when we make the bracha of al achilas matzah, we wanted to modify not only the matzah that we're going to have at that very moment, but also the matzah that we're going to have as part of that zecher lemikdash, as part of that commemoration of korech. So the Shulchan Aruch points out that, and this is something to be to note, that from the time that you make the bracha of al achilas matzah, we should be careful not to have a hefsek, not to have an interruption from that time until we eat the matzah of korech. So if you're talking about things, you know, that have to do with the meal, you know, like, you know, where's the matzah, or, you know, like how much matzah do you think this is, or like something like that, that would be fine. But to talk stam about, you know, general conversation during that time would be inappropriate, because you don't want to have any interruption between the time that you make the al achilas matzah and the time that you eat korech, which is also subject to that bracha of al achilas matzah. Okay, so what we saw tonight, we began by discussing the mitzvah of matzah. We pointed out that it's a biblical mitzvah. We discussed how much you have to eat. We discussed a kezias. We explained where two kezisim comes from, about the safek of prusa and shlema. We discussed how much is a kezias. We discussed how much two kezisim is. So two kezisim, we said, was between a quarter, between two-fifths and one-half of a matzah. We discussed within how much time you have to have that kezias in order for it to be considered the eating, the consumption of a kezias. We talked about different lines that you could draw, either within 4 minutes or even the Mishnah Brura to swallow it all at once, if that's possible, and it's normal, only if it's normal. And then we discussed the distribution of the matzah and also the Birkas HaMitzvah, the brachos that we make in advance of eating the matzah. Wanted to conclude with just one note of machshava that I think really takes our discussion tonight and really sheds new light on what we're accomplishing with this kezias. And we discussed so much about kezias and about technically how to measure it and how to eat it and all about the kezias of matzah. The Netziv, in his Hamikdavar, in his Perush Al HaTorah, in Vayikra, Perek Chav Gimel, he points out an amazing distinction that Marei Verabi, Rav Rosenzweig, likes to quote. He differentiates between Pesach and Sukkos. He says that Sukkos is a holiday where every single one of the 7 days is a Chag. It's 7 days of basically Chag on every single day. Celebration each and every day. Pesach, though, says the Netziv, is one day of celebration that extends for 7 days. It's not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, but rather one that then gets extended for 7 days. It's that first night of Pesach that's like a cataclysmic type of night, has such an incredible power for us, such incredible influence on us, that there's an overflow. We can't bottle it in into that just that one night, but rather it extends. That theme that we tapped into on that night lasts for 7 days. The consumption, the eating, the achila of just that one or two kezesim of matzah on the night of the Seder lasts us for 7 days. It's that one kezias of matzah that constitutes the foundation, not just for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, for the retelling of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim on that night, but for an entire holiday that springs from it. Because we internalize the messages of Lechem She'onin Olav Dvarim Harbe, the matzah that we use in order to sing praises and give thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize the Hashgacha that He afforded us, to allow us to become B'nei Chorin, to serve Him. And we use that matzah to spark our expression of gratitude and thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us as His nation. And with that one kezias of matzah, we tap into all of that depth that is latent in that kezias. And that taste of that matzah is going to last with us for all 7 days, even though there's no more mitzvah to eat more matzah. But that one taste, that one two kezesim that we had on that night is going to last us for a whole week, entrenched within us, that idea of shevach vehoda'ah, of realizing and recognizing and internalizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha, the Yad Hashem, in carrying us from Mitzrayim towards Har Sinai all the way up till Matan Torah. I wish you all a great rest of the week and Hatzlacha Rabbah, a continued Hatzlacha Rabbah in all of your midterms.